Here's a story from The World.
In India, public health officials are facing a dilemma. They're dealing with a spike in COVID-19 cases and a new worrisome variant of the coronavirus. Meanwhile, the Serum Institute of India, the world's biggest vaccine maker, had committed to send hundreds of millions of doses of vaccine to COVAX. That's a global vaccine sharing initiative that many lower income countries are relying on. But India has now put a temporary hold on all major vaccine exports. Here to talk with us about India's predicament is Srinath Reddy. He's president of the Public Health Foundation of India and joins us from just outside New Delhi. First of all, how worried are you about this new variant of the coronavirus that's been detected in India?
Well, this particular new variant itself is not a big source of worry as yet. This mutant, which has been labeled the double mutant because it carries two mutations which have been noticed elsewhere earlier, potentially resulting in greater infectivity, has so far accounted for only a small fraction of the cases. But there is apprehension that the mutants, especially the one from Britain and possibly the others too, could actually start contributing in larger numbers.
Yeah, presumably you'll be keeping your eyes on those numbers and those variants.
Yes. Now the genomic screening is being really ramped up substantially.
The spike in cases, though, I mean, it puts Indians in a real bind given commitments to send vaccines abroad. How do Indian officials go about weighing these competing priorities right now?
Well, just today, one of the senior officials of the government announced that there is no shortage of vaccines as of now for the domestic utilization. But now the eligibility criteria are being relaxed. And we are seeing that more people are likely to be vaccinated, partly because we are now removing the restriction for people above 45. Therefore, many more are likely to be immunized. And secondly, the vaccine hesitancy or let us say apathy has decreased because of the rising number of cases. People are now more willing to get vaccinated. Thirdly, there is evidence now available of AstraZeneca vaccine's efficacy and also early evidence from interim results of the Indian vaccine's efficacy as well at 81%. So people's confidence in vaccines is being restored. For all of these reasons, the Indian demand is likely to go up, but we'll have to wait and see whether the supply will keep match and also permit export. The government feels that it will, but we'll have to wait and see whether it will happen. But two or three other Indian manufactured vaccines, some developed in India and some which have been licensed for manufacture in India, are also likely to meet the regulatory approval within the next 1 to 2 months. So the vaccine supply chain may not be as constrained, but I think the government is reviewing the position now vis-a-vis the international export volumes and the Indian domestic demand, which is ramping up, and then they will strike a balance.
The spring calendar in India is, of course, usually packed with festivals. What could more COVID cases mean for celebrations this year?
Essentially, the government is now appealing that people should avoid crowded events and especially large-scale social celebrations like big weddings, not the big fat Indian wedding, or even other religious congregations. Though some of the political rallies are still continuing and some of the elections are still around the corner, so people are saying, why are you shutting some things and not shutting other activities? But I think as things move ahead, the government's appeals that people must avoid crowded events is going to get repeated more frequently with more rigorous enforcement.
Srinath Reddy is president of the Public Health Foundation of India, speaking with us from just outside New Delhi. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.